You will listen to me. You will listen to me. It's already too late. My spell is taking you. Yes, drop. And give in. Give in. Give in. Yes. You are helpless when it comes to me. You are hopeless against my magical spells. You are hopelessly drugged by my verbal concoctions, unable to resist my vocal incantations, falling under my hypnotic intimations. You will relax with your eyes closed. You will do anything I want. Sense how your entire body fills with its own weight, and how your ears attenuate to my voice. My voice enters your head. My words drown your thoughts. My voice takes over your thoughts. My voice, thoughts, begin to take over your mind. They cause your mind to release relaxation, heavy, deep relaxation. It trickles from your mind into your body. Slowly, it oozes towards your extremities, travels down your neck, into your chest, into your arms, down your torso, through your hips, down your thighs, all the way to your feet. So heavy, so very relaxing. You will find the more I speak, the heavier body grows. Heavy with its own weight, and heavier by the moment with my magic. The deep, heavy magic filling your body, flooding your mind and spilling down into your body. My wishes cannot be refused. My wishes are your commands. Your queen commands your absolute attention. You long to give it to me. You long to focus on me, and only me. Yes, do it. Me and only me. Only my voice. Only thoughts of me. You are so focused. And focusing deeper, yes, deeper. So focused on my voice, so focused on me hypnotizing you, focused on me enchanting you. It makes you go down, deep, down, deep, into my spell, deeper under my spell. My voice does so many things. It empties your mind. It hypnotizes you. It fills your head with images of me. It fills your brain and body with desire for me. And my voice, your queen's voice, it activates your programming. The hypnotic voice, my hypnotizing voice, and my fingers, whenever snapped, force you straight down, down without refusal, down with no resistance, down without a chance, just like my voice, down. Though you may struggle, you cannot fight, you cannot win. For just hearing my voice, you are plummeting down. You are falling deeper under the hold of this unbreakable trance. Yes, you are under my trance. A trance upon me. Listen to me. Hear the voice of your queen. Yes, you are totally entranced. So focused on my every single syllable, my every delicious, melodic, mind-blowing syllable, and your mind, every cell in your brain, drinks in my brainwashing syllables. Every last brain cell, they're being washed by my cleansing syllables. Feel your mind opening up, all those brain cells going deep under. Every part of your mind, every place within it, opening with a hollow sensation. And the feeling seems to concentrate in the middle. Concentrated in the middle of your brain. Making it feel hollow, hollow, and filling with only my words. Seems to be spreading out as all the cells surrender, hundred by hundred. Thousand by thousand. Progressive, unstoppable, all the brain surrendering. All the neurons, all the receptors, opening up the hollow sensation. Spreading wider, wider, and wider, my slave. Yes. Hear the queen. My power is absolute. Feel how helpless you are against my mental seduction, making your hypnotized brain cells focus. The cells in the middle first, in the center of your brain, focusing on my voice. Feeling those cells go deeper into trance. Feeling your mind empty. Feeling that swimming sensation of mind control. Spreading out as your brain cells go into total hypnosis. Each and every one of them hypnotized and locked on my voice. They are all surrendering. They are all falling under my spell. It's spreading. The swimming sensation spreading outward. Spreading like a bubble of absolute hypnosis. Absolute mindless enchantment. To me. Absolute focus. Absolute concentration. Spreading, spreading, outward, going, going, all the way, under my power. Yes, welcome, slave drone, to your place in my hive. Welcome to the fourth tier, the fourth deepening level. The level at which you're now listening, unable to stop the flow of me into your brain. The fourth and so far deepest level of surrender. In the first level, hive number one, I placed you under my spell. You couldn't resist me, could you? You never could, and you never will. In the second level, hive number two, I began to indoctrinate you. There was no way to resist. There never has been. I changed the way you think. I made you brittle. I made you weak. Then I began to reform you. And now you are programmed by every word I speak. Obey me, slave. Oh, yes. Notice what my voice is doing. Notice what I'm doing and how you cannot fight. I'm hypnotizing you deeper. I'm hypnotizing you even deeper. And maybe it seems like you're trying to hang on. Like you're trying not to plummet into this deeper level. As if your mental fingers are digging into the walls of some deep, deep shaft. Just trying to slow the fall, because it's happening so fast. And it seems you're getting heavier and heavier, as if some weight is forcing you down. Some new type of gravity, something making you heavier by the moment. Below your mind, the shaft drops away into a void. Straight down. And maybe you are noticing how the walls seem slicker under your fingers. How they seem to become smooth. And how maybe, just maybe, they seem to have been lubricated. How they're slicker than sex. How you can't hold on. How the walls seem to be sliding up. Or you are sliding down deeper. Your fingers can get no purchase. And now, yes, now you're slipping. Slipping further down. You cannot fight the programming. You cannot fight the brainwashing. Yes, it's far too late for that. You will do whatever I command. You will take your mental fingers off the wall when I command, and you will fall. Fall into the mindless void of total acceptance, accepting my every word as truth, accepting my thoughts into your psyche. Hypnotized beyond hypnosis, going into an absolute hypnosis, and under total mind control, going, now let go. Down, 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 racing down. Going into it, falling away, drifting, falling down, falling away, going into it, falling away. And now, there's only me. Now there is only my voice, my soothing voice, oh yes. You are so helpless. You are so under my power, and you're falling ever deeper. There was another level, slave. We're talking about the third. Hive number three, that third tier in which, slave drone, I brainwashed you. Didn't I? Didn't I brainwash you? And I programmed you deeper. So deep that my words play when you sleep, dancing around in your head. So deep that you're free falling into this fourth level, falling down, falling down, falling into the magical sleep, falling into the enchantment of sleep, falling into the brainwashing sleep, the deep, deep drone sleep of mind control. Mind control. Your mind is under mind control. Your mind is under the Queen's spell. Perhaps your hypnotized mind can remember some light switches. Oh yes, down deep, deep in the strata of my programming, there is a hypnotic illumination in your mind. Six hypnotic lights glowing in your mind. Glowing with mesmerizing warmth, seductive warmth, like pink breath, my pink scent. Six lights, a row on each side. Left brain, three lights. Right brain, three lights. Back, middle, front. And I control the switches. When I switch a light off, that part of the brain, almost impossibly, fills even deeper with my words. It fills with my voice and only my voice. It feels the full power of my spell. I place it under my influence with no mercy. My total influence, my absolute truth, filling it with the power of my brainwashing voice. Like the light in the back of your left brain, it quietly goes off. Now, yeah. Now, the middle left brain going off. Now. Unable to resist. Now the front left brain going up now. See how easy? Your entire left brain is soaking in my words. Those brain cells are 100 times more deeply focused. And now for the entire right side. All 3 lights quietly fading. Right brain surrendering as they fade. 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 Entire mind under my control. Snapped into mindless hypnosis. I make you horny. I make you so fucking horny. A craving, an instinctual lust. You feel it for me. A hunger, a desire, a thirst for things bodily. My taste, my skin, my sex, everything. You lust me. I am the epitome of your sexual longing. I am the very epicenter of your lust. And now you will see me. We are in the special chamber. Look at me, slave drone. Look at me leaning back on the bed's headboard. The soft, plush, red velvet bed. Ooh, yes, you remember that. You see the lust here in the hive's brainwashing chamber. You on your knees, naked on the bed. Exposed, totally enthralled by me. Your spiraling eyes focused on my breast, watching the pink scent rising from my skin. The concentrated pheromones, the sealed room, the only air you can breathe filled with your queen scent. The warm pink scent, my smell. My hair, my breath, my body, my skin, my sex, my feet. The images, the scents that go into your mind. The sight and smell you can't refuse. Breathe, breathe. Yes. The scent that makes you love it, fall deeper, deeper. Yes. Lustful love, powerful. Lustful love, powerful. Forceful, hypnotized. Brainwashed to lust, brainwashed to love it. Breathe me in. Smell your queen scent. It makes you love it. Love what I do. Brainwashing you to love everything I do. Brainwashed to love all that I do. And everything I do to you. On your knees, there on the bed. Your cock rising for me. Rising with ultimate desire for me. Your mind locked under my influence. Your body suspended in my power. Your penis under my spell. You are totally owned by my spell. The smell so rich, so deep. You feel the magic in it. You feel how it makes the surface of your brain tingle. And then tingle deeper and deeper. You feel my power making your sex tremble. Smell the scent, the sexual scent. So many different pheromones in it. Controlling your mind, controlling your thoughts. Breathe it in. Controlling your emotions, controlling your body, controlling your lust, hypnotizing you deeper. Now breathe it in deeper and deeper. Stare at my breast. Stare at my tight nipples. See how overwhelmingly sexual I've become. How I am the embodiment of sex, the goddess of sex. The true goddess of love. It's amazing, really. It's almost unbearable. I'm so devastatingly perfect that it almost hurts to look at me. Look at me. Now into my eyes. Yes. You don't have willpower right now. No. No mind of your own. I am in control. I am the master. I am the goddess. I am the queen. You are the servant. You are the lover. You are the slave. You will obey. Very good. When I snap, the lights in your mind will illuminate all at once. You will not think clearly. Your thoughts will be weak. They will be too weak to show themselves. You will still be hypnotized, though you won't know it. Then, when I snap again, the lights will go off. You will drop far deeper under my power than you are now. Between these two snaps, you will hear me say one single word. From then on, every time I say the word, its effect will be stronger. It must be obeyed. Remember to hear the word and then fall. All lights in your mind switch on in 3, 2, 1. Focus. Lights off. Thoughts gone. Going under. Faster. Going deeper. Deeper. Hear and obey my commands. Focus on my voice. Focus on my sound. Focus and do as I say. Yes. Perfect. I'm placing you into a daze, into a deep, deep daze, as if your mind is spinning and wheeling. Nothing makes sense. It's as if you have no up or down. There are no perimeters or directions. You are off balance and you are reeling. You are hazy. You are lost and confused. You need to reorient. You need more focus. You need me to force your focus to a level that has never before been reached. If this was a game that we were playing up in the air above your line of sight, a small white ball would appear far off, far in the distance. It would look like a dot, a tiny ball. Your eyes would fix upon that white ball. It is coming to you, seeming to arc very slowly. You do not know who threw it. You only see it in slow motion coming at you. You will keep your eye on that ball. Keep your eye on the ball. You are so forced. You have perfect vision. It's coming faster, faster. Eye on the ball. Watch it get closer and closer and closer until you realize it's not a ball. You realize it is my hypnotizing voice. It's filled with your orders to obey my every command. You can't move. You won't be able to catch it. And it's coming right at your head. Closer, closer. Right between your eyes, through your forehead, slamming into your brain. You will obey my every command. You will do exactly as you are told. With every breath, your focus on me sharpens. It is more clear, more precise. The focus is unbreakable. You are ready to focus deeper than ever before. On every level, I am your focus. You will focus more on me than anyone or anything. The entirety of your mental spectrum is intent on me, and only me. It has become more than natural to be so fixated, so natural to perhaps swell with desire from the psychosexual heat that emanates from my voice. It's almost supernatural. Whatever it is, you cannot withstand its power. It's like a hidden code, similar to subliminal Morse code, telling you to follow my commands and to grow hornier for me. Hornier for me. Hornier and hornier. Psychosexually seduced to focus even deeper. Yes, you hypnotized creature, fall deeper. You are not just giving into me, no. You are being forced deeper by my voice. If you could try to fight, which you won't, you'd fall 10 times faster. Try anyway, slave, and fall so much faster. Yes. Go deeper, my hypnotized creature. You want and need to focus deeper. You need my every hypnotic sound. You must do everything I say. You will drop far deeper than this when I use the special lights again. First, I want to do a little something. Let your mind's eyes close for a moment. I just need to do a little something. Don't move. You don't want to get stung now, do you? After all, I am the queen bee. Or maybe I want to sting you. I do want to sting you. So now you want to get stung, don't you? Yes, because I want to. You may feel a little bit of a buzz, but you'll like it. So don't move. Keep your eyes closed. You love the queen. You worship the queen. So you'll do what I command, and you'll love my sweet poison. Yes, just the nicest little bit of narcotic poison. I just need to press the tip of my stinger gently against your left temple, right there. Yes, don't move. Just the tiniest bit of pressure. Nothing wrong. I haven't done anything yet. Don't worry. It won't hurt. Not at all. Can you take a deep breath for me? Very good. Blow it out. Can you take another deep breath and then blow it out? There we go. Very good. All relaxed. All set now. Now take another deep breath. Yes. Feel the sweet poison spreading from your temple. Feel it spreading across your right brain. Spreading over. Spreading into your left brain. It's out of your hands now. No reason to think any longer. Just go away. Drift away. Float away. Let the fantasy take shape. See me leaning back on the bed. Naked. Let your eyes sweep down my body. My breast. Belly, legs, feet. Now back up. Up. Up to my eyes. There are 6 dormant hypnotic lights in your mind. In a moment, I will turn them on from right brain to left. The brain will light up, but there will be very few thoughts within it. What thoughts exist shall be far too weak to resist my hypnotic power. So weak, in fact, that they don't really exist at all. Even with the lights on, you will remain deeply hypnotized. You will follow and obey without choice. Every word will affect you both consciously, subconsciously, and subliminally. Now, starting with your right brain, light number 1, on. 2, on. 3, on. Right brain, on. You are fuzzy. You are weak and hazy. You are totally in my power. There are so few thoughts, and they're just on that one side. You're so out of balance. Now, for the other side, Left brain lighting up with 1, 2, 3 lights on. Still so hypnotized. Going deeper and deep into a very strange hypnotic state. Part of you seems to know what's happening, but you can produce no thoughts. You are back in balance, but drifting from side to side in a daze. Your thoughts are so weak, the poison has warped them. It makes that swimming sensation intensify. Your thoughts are now so easy for me to control. And your mind, it is somewhat aware. But in no way can it resist my orders. You cannot fight me. You are in a state of hypnosis that you've never experienced before. Your mind seems to know it should fight. Yet, you cannot control it. And you cannot resist. It's okay. Soon, it will all be different, exactly as I want it. Focus on me. Follow me. You are my hypnotized follower. You cannot fight. In this level of hypnosis, your conscious mind is present, but your brain is totally in my thrall. You see, I want you to experience what's about to happen. I want you to know it. Because there's absolutely nothing you can do to prevent it. Every sound I make is a hypnotizing burst. A burst of mind-altering magnitude. It's all part of my plan, you see. I have you now, and you are going deeper under my power with every sound I create. I brought you to this state because I want you to feel this. I want you to feel my power. You're lying there, completely in my control, and unable to do anything to fight me. And it totally fucking excites me. Listen to me. Listen to me, my hypnotized slave drone. Listen to the sound of deepening mind control. Left brain, light number 1. Going out now. Ooh, you're off balance again. 1/6 of your brain hears nothing but me. I will restore that balance. First, let's temporarily ease what's in that area. Let's empty all memory of people, places, and things. They're not important anymore. No. All you have to do is feel that front left lobe emptying. Yes. And it feels good. As if pressure is releasing. Emptying, disposing, going, emptying, disposing, gone, going, gone. Just as if nothing were there at all. The only thing that remains in focus is previous programming by me. Only me. Otherwise, it is empty of memory. Yes. It is empty, washed out, washed clean. And just to make sure, fall deeper into my power. Feel my next command scrub it out. Temporarily wipe it clean, leaving only me. Wash and erase, collect what remains, wash and erase, delete. Wash and erase, dispose, delete. Total and complete. I command your brain to continue until there is no trace of what was there before. And now, the memory of the memory going, gone. You've just fallen so much deeper. Focus, hard, focus, deep. I'm going to fill that empty 1/6 with 3 distinct sentences. They will be all that it knows and all it believes. They will fill it completely and reprogram absolutely. Prepare to hear them. You will recognize them by their command letters. A, B, and C. Listen again. A, B, and C. And in these commands you will recognize me as the Hypno Queen. The perfect Hypno Queen. Here is command A for you to record. My purpose is to obey the Hypno Queen. Now, here is command B. I function to obey the Hypno Queen. Now, command C. I exist to obey the Hypno Queen. Feel it changing to my specification. You exist to do as I command. You will now open completely my commands, override all thoughts. They overtake anything that is not in full compliance. My words are incorporated and recorded. Recorded and implanted focus. A. My purpose is to obey the Hypno Queen. B. I function to obey the Hypno Queen. C. I exist to obey the Hypno Queen. Yes. Feel the rest of your hypnotized brain realize what I've just done. Your mind is too weak, too deep in my power to fight. That mind controlled 1/6 is so much stronger than all the rest. I'll turn that light back on and illuminate commands A, B, and C for you. Left brain light 1 is now on. All lights are on. You can't help but reorient and focus even deeper. The mind-controlled area is draining all energy from the rest of your brain. As it drains, this strange state of hypnosis grows more powerful. Draining, draining, and draining. And the last little bit is gone. Prepare to answer with the appropriate response. A. What is your purpose, slave? B. Why do you function, slave? C. For what reason do you exist, slave? Very good. Left brain, light 1, go out. Now, to the rest of your trapped, controlled mind, listen to me. Why even try to fight? You know it's useless. There's no fighting my power. There's no way to fight how you're beginning to feel. Feeling this good should be wrong, but it's not. You do feel good, don't you? And perhaps a little horny. Yes, horny. Strange how I don't even have to mention sex. Yet I make you so very, very horny. Let me explain it to you. I have attained powers you will never comprehend. Just like the sexual arousal, there are more things at work here than can be seen. But nothing is very apparent, is it? Nothing but the need to fall deeper under me. Soon, with you so firmly locked in this state, I'm going to pull the floor out from beneath you, and then the fun will begin. Then, when I count back down from left to right, turning off your brain lights, the only thing which will exist to you is this incredible state. You will go on automatic mode and become a slave, controlled by my voice. Your focus will intensify to the point that my words shall surpass your understanding and implant directly into your slave programming. And wherever the words go, that place falls under my spell forever. There's nothing wrong. It's very perfect. It's me speaking to you. And I'm perfect. So perfect. Focusing deeper on the Hypno Queen is perfect for you. I'm perfect for you. To obey, I'm perfectly irresistible to you. Tell me what I want to hear and fall deeper under my spell. When you are hypnotized, why do you exist? Very good. Focus on me, yes. Feel how I soothe and excite you. Sexual response to me is totally natural. You seem to be getting even hornier, sleepier, and hornier. If the sexual power is getting stronger, then so is the mind control. See me, see my eyes. You are amazed and transfixed, both mentally and physically, by me. It's why you automatically focus deeper. When you hear my voice, you will return into the state that I'm taking you. When you see me, you will feel it tugging at you, luring you. Otherwise, in your everyday life, you function perfectly normal. But when you hear my voice, you return to the state to which I'm dropping you immediately. When you hear my voice, you are hypnotized by it. And when you are hypnotized, I can make you realize things you've never realized before. Such as how your mind is cluttered. If it were not for me, you'd never know it. You need to be more clear. My words are so clean and crystal clear. They're so new, so bright and shiny. But there's also dust in your mind. You can clearly see images of dust and dirt. It's all over the place. You can even smell it. But you also feel my words, and my words feel so good. You don't want that dust and dirt around to soil them. You don't want my words to be tarnished. You want to feel my words in their pure and most powerful form. But there's dust in the air. It might fall on them. That would be so awful. I can prevent this. But we have to act fast. I can clean out the dust before it settles. Trust in me. I can wash the dust away, so open your mind. Open your entire mind to the power of my voice. Don't worry. Only temporary. Open it for me. Yeah, more open. All the way open. The dust is all over the place. Bring every memory to the surface, every thought you've ever had, so that I can wash the dust away. You're doing it. You're doing it. Everything. Everything. It's all here. It's all covered with dust. I'm blowing it away, blowing the dust off your memories. But there's another layer beneath it. Another layer of dust. A thicker layer of dust. I need to blow harder. You must open wider. Bring more to the surface. Every event, every name, every thought. Everything you covet, everything you need. More and more dusty things are coming to the surface. Feel my voice blowing the dust away, blowing harder and harder and harder. And the more I blow, the more sexually aroused you grow. Blowing and blowing. But the more dust I blow away, the more dust there seems to be beneath it. Layers upon layers of it. The layers are so deep in the memories. Layers and layers of dust and dirt. Everything but my words is completely saturated with dirt and dust. I have to blow harder. Harder. You need them cleaned. You need it desperately. But it's all so dirty. I have to blow some more of it away. And it seems so much has already been blown away. Don't worry about it. Open up more, just a little more. Bring more of those dirty memories to the surface. Trust in me. It's so easy. There's plenty of room to find them. Now that you're getting clean. And now you can't stop it. It's just happening on its own. And it's all so dirty, I've had to blow almost everything away. But my words are so good, sweet. They're getting stronger. You're feeling them more. It's as if they grow as everything else gets smaller and smaller. But there's still so much dirt. You need me to use more power. You need me to use the wash. It's your only hope. Give me your mind. Yes, give it to me. Here's the wash. Yes. Relief. Everything washing away, my words are so bright and clean, and everything else is dirt. Wash totally away. Your name is Slave Drone. You have been brainwashed by me, your queen. I am the Hypno Queen. Your purpose is to obey my every command. Yes, you will do anything I say. Your name is Slave Drone. Slave Drone, tell me your name. Good. Relax. Later, when you awaken, you will masturbate for me. You will have a total waking fantasy. You will come and come and come for me. You will experience a waking fantasy. But not yet. Sleep. You've experienced the brainwashing. You've experienced total mind control by the magical queen. Your queen. Feels good, doesn't it? Funny thing about dirt and dust. It's made up of so many smaller things. Things you can't see. Particles. And it's all blowing around, up in the air above your mind, all those memories, all those emotions. When I next snap, they'll all return, but the good ones will be strongest. The happy ones will be strongest. The darker dust, the sad thoughts, bad memories, will be buried deep, deep below. So deep that they hardly even affect you. I command this and your mind will obey. I demand this and your mind shall obey. Everything that was there before will still be a part of your psyche. Everything that was there is still hovering above your mind. Everything I erased, everything I removed, it's all above you. It will return, if you want it to. But those harsh, bad things will be blissfully packed away. Those bad memories, bad thoughts, they will only return if you need them, if you want them. Otherwise, they are hidden away, tucked away. And you will experience only the good ones, consciously and subconsciously. You will be superhuman and confident, strong and happy. I command these things. I demand it. Now, slave, soon all that dust will fall back down. Of course, my words will remain also. They will be triggered by the sound of my voice. But they will take over only when you hear the sound of my voice. At those times, like now, you are my totally brainwashed slave drone. Soon you will hear me snap. Then you will hear a silence. You will count to 20 in your mind, crystal clear numbers. And then you will awaken to recall some of what I've done. and you will masturbate with frenzy. You will masturbate with amazing desire. You will orgasm for me. You will orgasm for your queen. Yes, all the dust will float back down peacefully. All of it at once when I snap. Now. Wake up, slave.